You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Stuart Broad took a hat-trick and Joss Butler struck an unbeaten 57 in just 24 balls as England opened their tour of New Zealand with a 46-run win in their rescheduled opening 2020 warm-up game in Wangarai. Playing a New Zealand 11, they racked up 186 for 3, with Owen Morgan and Luke Wright also making contributions of 48 and 44, before Broad's 3 for 22 saw the home side dismissed for 140. In reply, the two sides meet again tomorrow. On to the final group games in the Women's World Cup, and Sri Lanka women proved that their stunning victory over England was no fluke, completely outplaying India to qualify for the Super Sixes with a 138-run win in Mumbai. The result knocked India out of the tournament after they failed to even get close to the score of 251 that would have seen them through at the West Indies' expense. Four players scored half centuries for Sri Lanka as they posted a new national record score of 282 for 5. India were bowled out for 144. While Sri Lanka will now advance to take on Australia, New Zealand and South Africa, India are left only with a chance to finish 7th place, with a match against Pakistan in store on Thursday. England women had earlier qualified by convincingly beating the West Indies by 6 wickets in Mumbai. The West Indies were bowled out for 101 as Anya Shrubsole took a 4-wicket haul and England reached their target in 35 overs. Marit Zancap became the 4th player of the tournament to hit her maiden ODI century, as South Africa women booked their place in the Super 6 stage by thrashing Pakistan. She followed in the footsteps of India's Tirush Kamini and Harmanpreet Kaur and New Zealand's Sophie Devine in choosing the biggest stage of all to reach the milestone. The 23-year-old then returned a career best figures of 3 for 18 with her medium pace to cap a dream day all round. South Africa made 207 for 5, Pakistan just 84. Meg Lanning hit 112 to help Australia comfortably beat arch rivals New Zealand and take maximum points through to the Super 6 stage. Lanning's 4th ODI century meant that Australia easily overhauled the White Ferns' total of 227 for 6, which had been built around a 4th career century from the prolific Susie Bates. The Super 6 stages get underway on Friday.